Hare Krishna. My impression of this festival is that it's too short. It just feels like it just began and it's already over. So what to do? Make it longer. We're not God, just in case anyone was in any illusion. We're not God. When God wants to enjoy himself, he makes a night, the night of the Rasa Leela, stretch out to the night of the Lord Brahma, and then even then the devotees are not satisfied because they feel it was too short. When you're having a good time, time goes quickly. So what should we do? We should make it the festival longer. What to do? I mean, it's just not enough time to do everything, is there? I often thought that, see, when we get older, then we'll all sit in Mayapur or Vrindavan with our god brothers and we'll sit and chant about Krishna, but now we're old. We're still not doing it. So anyway, we have to utilize our time as best we can. And there's so many things to do in Krishna's service, so many places to go. I feel sorry, especially I have disciples who are here who are so faithful. I just come and see me once a year, but I really like to spend more time, but what can we do? We have limitations. So let's each year take full advantage of this festival, what short time we're here, and Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, that should be the motto for this festival, for our lives. That we don't have much time, so let us utilize whatever time we have to intensely perform devotional service. Live every moment like it was the last. That's what the dedicated sense enjoyers say. And that means that you might die in the next minute, so just enjoy yourself to the max. Now, live, be here now. So that's our motto also. But just turned around. Do everything intensely for Krishna. So that's my thought. Too short? Well, you can all hop up to Slovenia if you want. There's another festival starting next week. You can be a festival hopper. Remain in the Vaikuntha bubble. The sun is always... We can always remain in the light if we move with the sun. The sun is moving somewhere on this planet. It's always daytime. So if we move with the sun, we can always be in the light. So if we move with Krishna, always be in Krishna consciousness, then we can always be in the light. You have to keep on moving. It's the Hare Krishna movement. If we stand still, the sun sets, then we're in the darkness. So keep on moving. Having said that, I'll move the discussion to my right. To Manidha Prabhu. He's holding jewels. Manidha means who holds jewels. So he's holding the jewel of Krishna consciousness. You know what that means? Manidha, Manidha means Krishna has a little rosary, like a japa mala, something like made of jewels. And with this he counts his cows. So he's called Manidha. Yes. He's also holding in his heart all the jewel-like devotees. Yeah, don't get all sentimental. Just say it. Just say
it. Get immediately sentimental.
Just to say something.
Yeah, say something.
Okay.
Don't cry.
There's nobody else on this planet who knows me presently more as Bhakti Vikash Maharaj.
Yeah, and if I didn't have a bad hand, I'd punch you right now.